explain. Sorry. I was just very excited. Well, I'm your government mandated girlfriend. Okay, well, actually, officially, my title is Individualized Citizen Outreach Manager, but I don't know. That all sounds very corporate. Oh, you haven't heard? In your file, it says that you regularly read the news. Has there been some kind of mistake, or you've been out of the country? Well, that's not really, like, legal right now with the state of emergency and all that. But I want to make it clear, I'm your partner. Like, yes, I'm funded by the government, but I'm not some kind of, like, snitch or a spy or anything. The central government just wants people to be happy. Okay, yes. It has to do with the falling birth rates as well. But that's just because people are clearly not getting how great it is to start a family, which is, well, why I'm here. According to your search history, taking into account how long you would visit pages and how many seconds you'd look at particular images and all that, I should be pretty much your ideal girl. Oh yeah, the government tracks all that stuff, but I mean, that's not exactly news, let's be real here. At least now they're using it for something good, right? And it's not just my looks they cared about. We should be about 98% compatible personality-wise as well. Which is why I can guess with a pretty decent amount of certainty that 90% of you is really concerned with the ethics and the logistics behind all this. And 10% is trying very hard to keep yourself from thinking about railing the shit out of me whilst spitting in my mouth and calling me a good little government-owned come-down. Oh, did I mention the personality compatibility test included kinks as well? How fun! No, I think it's very ethical to make you happy. And hard. Shh. I know you want this. Let the 10% win. Don't overthink. I'm here to make you feel good. Just your perfect little state-funded fuck toy. Here for you to fuck and breed and use however you want, whenever you want. Well, technically, I'm not owned by the government. I'm owned by you on behalf of the state. I am literally yours. I mean, unless you mistreat me in a non-sexy kind of way, in which you will go to jail. If I don't kill you first, I'm not a slave. Think of it like this. I'm a girl that likes to be useful. And the way I can be most useful to both you and our country is to have lots and lots of filthy, depraved, degrading, unprotected sex with you. Stop asking questions about how it works already. Just sign the stupid little form and fuck me. Don't even read it. You don't care. I know you don't care. You don't have to pretend. Just grab my fucking ass and pull me in nice and close. Treat me like the fucking object that I am. Oh, come on. You can't keep acting all high and mighty when I'm standing here making out with you, rubbing my hand all over your big, hard bulge. My purpose is to be used, so use me. treat me like shit, Daddy. It makes me wet. Yes, bury your face in my tits. You like my piercings? What am I saying? I know you like them. Suck on my nipples. Fuck, yes, just like that. Good boy. Oh yeah, I'm a switch too. I told you, I'm basically your dream girl. All you need to do is claim me. Also, I might have trained and conditioned myself to get wet and drool just from the sight of your cock, so... Well, I know you think conditioning is hot, so I figured I'd, do some of the work for you. Of course, I left plenty of room for you to expand on breaking my little slut brain with your big dick. Don't worry. Oh, please, the government knows everything. Stop worrying about it. It has led you here, with me, practically drenching my panties from your amazing dick. So how bad could it really be, huh? Take it out, Daddy. Take your cock out. I want to see how hard I made my new owner. Fuck! Oh, shit, sorry. I told you I wasn't kidding about the drool. But I mean, wow! Can you blame me? Kiss your fuck toy, Daddy. Kiss your new toy as she strokes your fat fucking dick. Oh, that's so fucking big in my hand. Are you gonna fuck me with this big dick, Daddy? Are you gonna stretch out my little pussy with your big cock? Because I really, really want that. Come on, Daddy. Rape my little cunt wide open. Resize my pussy to the shape of your cock so I know who fucking owns me. Daddy, I didn't think you'd give in so easily. Oh, you're gonna be so much fun. Fuck. Yes, pin my hands down. No, I'm not wearing any panties under the skirt. You can slide right in. Show me I fucking belong to you now, Daddy. Turn me from a cheap little government whore into your personal, perfect fuck doll. Make me yours. Oh, God. Yes, please, Daddy. No mercy, no fucking mercy. No, it's okay, Daddy. Take all your frustrations towards the central government out on me. It's all I'm good for. Use this fucking pussy, Daddy. Rape my fucking brains out. I love knowing that I'm practically fucking designed to be used by you. That every part of me is just something for you to lust after. That's so hot, Daddy. That's such a hot thought. I love being a fucking sex object for you. You can make me do anything, Daddy, as long as it gets your cock hard. I would do it. I'd do anything for your cock and me. Here you come. I'll degrade myself. I'll do all sorts of filthy, nasty things for you, Daddy. Just so you can flood this fucking government gum dump pussy. Yes, Daddy. Anything. Your spit tea's so good, Daddy. Thank you. Thank you for using me like a little sexy cum dumpster. Can you feel how tired I am, Daddy? I'm made to collect all your fucking cum and raise all your fucking babies. you can put the baby in my belly over and over and over. And I promise I'm gonna stay just as fucking tight and fuckable for you, Daddy. I promise, I promise, I promise. I'll always be your perfect government-issued cum rag. You get to put a baby in my belly over and over and over. And I promise I'm gonna stay just as fucking tight and fuckable for you, Daddy. I promise, I promise, I promise. I'll always be your perfect government-issued cum rag. Just enjoy the feeling of turning me into a mother with your perfect daddy dick. And I'll do the rest. Daddy, you're so mean. You want to spit on me so my memory of getting impregnated by you will be of me getting treated like a fucking sex toy. That gets me so wet. Oh my god, you're the perfect man. Yeah, spit on me again. Thank you, Daddy. Yes, Daddy, I'm yours. You own this pussy, not the government. You, nobody will be able to fucking take me from you, Daddy. I belong to you. I am made for you, and I want to have your baby so bad. Please come with me. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm close. Yes. Ah, yes. Daddy, suck on my tits. Suck on my perfect perky pierced tits. Oh, you own me now. You own me now, Daddy. You fucking own me. Please, please claim me. Please let me be the mother of your children. Oh, oh God, yes. I can feel how close you are. Please do it, Daddy. Oh, not for the central government, but for me. I want this. I don't care about what the fucking government says. I want this. Fuck the government. I really want to start a family with you. Yes, Daddy. I do. I really, really do. Fuck. Gonna come. Thinking about it. Please fill me up. Impregnate me. Fill me up, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 That was incredible. Seriously, the best sex I've ever had. Holy shit. You're amazing, Daddy. Well, in about 8 to 10 minutes, a special forces team will be dispatched to this location, but this was very fun, thank you. Oh. Come on now. Wait. Really? You thought the central government would just give you a girlfriend? No, a human breed toy, essentially, for you to fuck? I mean, honestly, I understood you were too horny to care before you came, but now, reality must be setting in, right? Like, come on. You're adorable, honey. But scrambling for your stuff now isn't gonna help you. This is happening. Best you just stay calm and come quietly. Well, you've been promoting anti-government sentiment, and you've been going abroad to do God knows what during a time of crisis. With the international community's hostility towards our great democracy in the lead-up to the next general election, it is simply too unsafe to travel abroad, and you know that. A holiday. Sure. Oh, heavens no, of course not. As we keep reminding the international community, we are a free and democratic country where people can do and say what they want, and you are absolutely free to criticize the government to your heart's desire. What is illegal, however, is attempting to bribe a government employee and to pay a woman for sex, which is exactly what you agreed to do. Oh, you don't remember the contract? I know, right? It was so short and sweet. You just signed it right away. No way something that small could have any crazy clauses in it, right? Well, when you look at this section here, you can just barely make out the light yellow ink on white paper, but it clearly says that you are intending to pay me to have sex and to keep me from talking about this transaction with others. Essentially committing two crimes in one go. Impressive stuff, dear citizen. Of course, right before you fucked me, I explicitly told you to rape me, which you then proceeded to do. So that's three charges of serious crimes? It's gonna be quite hard to get yourself out of a legal predicament like that, darling. Oh no, sweetie, I wouldn't dare. I don't actually sleep with any of the others. After all, just like with you, a little enthusiasm and a well-placed hand here and there goes a long way. I just thought you were genuinely really handsome. So I checked the database and lo and behold, we really are compatible. Bit of a shame you're a traitor. We would have had such adorable children together according to the central government's data. Oh, and there was that little logistical problem holding back the team, yet another prison is apparently getting overcrowded or some nonsense like that. Long story short, I had some time to kill and figured, why not? Now that is quite an accusation to make. It was you that put your dick in me, my darling. No one forced you to commit crimes. Your anti-government stance has nothing to do with it. The central government is simply here to catch criminals. And if anti-government traitors like you keep committing crimes, well, that just goes to show how immoral the opposition really is, I suppose. There is no such thing as political repression in this country. God, you're sounding more like the traitor that you are by the second. The central government allows every individual to pursue their political goals as they see fit. Just because members of the opposition cannot control their urges to commit crimes does not make it the government's fault. Oh, and before the special ops team arrives to rough you up, I'd like to thank you for the incredible fuck. You really are fantastic. I'll make sure to get you in one of the livable sections of whatever prison they're sending you to. Given that you'll probably spend the rest of your life there, I figured that'd only be fair. Regardless, long live the central government! And blessed be our sacred democracy.